Asian Development Bank, ADB. The ADB was conceived in the early 1960s as a financial institution that would be Asian in character and foster economic growth and cooperation in one of the poorest regions in the world. At the time, the ADB focused on food production and rural development. In the 1970s, the ADB responded to the oil price crisis by setting up the Asian Development Fund to provide low-interest loans to its poorest members. After the second oil crisis in the 1980s, the ADB expanded its infrastructure support for projects including microfinance, the environment, education, urban planning, health issues, and helping women and girls. The ADB also cooperated with other non-government organizations to help disadvantaged groups. In the 1990s, in particular 1995, the ADB became the first multilateral organization to have a board-approved governance policy to ensure that development assistance fully benefits the poor. Additional policies on involuntary resettlement and indigenous peoples were also put in place. After the 1997 economic crisis, the ADB assisted strengthening the financial sector and provided social safety nets for the poor, including its largest single loan of $4 billion to the Republic of Korea. In 1999, the ADB adopted poverty reduction as its overarching goal. In the year 2000 onwards, the ADB focused on assisting member countries with the Millennium Development Goals, assisted with regional cooperation to combat SARS, avian influenza, and HIV/AIDS. The ADB also assisted with issues caused by natural disasters, including the tsunami of December 2004. In 2010, the region experienced unprecedented growth of 9% GDP, but still faced significant inequality issues and a population comprising two-thirds of the world's poorest. The outcome of the Millennium Development Goals Initiative is stated by the ADB as mixed. In Asia, more than 1.2 billion people live on less than $3.10 per day. 600 million people have no access to electricity, and 1.7 billion people lack adequate sanitation. In 2020, the ADB has 68 owning members, 49 of which are from the Asia region. In 2019, the ADB committed $21.64 billion to loans, grants, equity investments and guarantees, $237 million to technical assistance, excluding co-financing, $11.86 billion to co-financing, including trust funds, and $16.5 billion to disbursements. In a table on the ADB's website depicting cumulative commitments comprising loans, grants and investments signed in a given year, the top beneficiaries were India, People's Republic of China, Indonesia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Philippines, Vietnam, Sri Lanka and Uzbekistan as of May 2020. The ADB has also laid out a strategy vision up until 2030 in a July 2018 document entitled Achieving a Prosperous, Inclusive, Resilient and Sustainable Asia and the Pacific. The key operational policies of the ADB are stated as 1. Addressing remaining poverty and reducing inequalities. 2. Accelerating progress in gender equality. 3. Tackling climate change, building climate and disaster resilience, and enhancing environmental sustainability. 4. Making cities more livable. 5. Promoting rural development and food security. 6. Strengthening governance and institutional capacity. 7. Fostering regional cooperation and integration. A central theme of the ADB document is based on its commitment to continue to develop its own functionality, to adjust to the changing dynamics of its member countries and engaged participants. The ADB emphasizes the importance of ensuring its own measurement processes for monitoring outcomes are tailored to the specific investments made and are flexible enough to deal with the complexity of processes in such projects. The ADB advocates a gradation policy where assistance will fluctuate on the basis of continual assessments of a project and a country.